Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
I never heard of being so much drama until the last couple of years when it comes to number plates. We had that lawyer in Sydney who had leg opener as his number plate, and all of a sudden they seized the number plates. They tried to seize the car. It was just this massive show about nothing, basically.
Mm.
But there are certain number plates that supposedly, if you have them, you can get in trouble. They can get confiscated off you. But it makes you think.
Yeah, I think they have rules in place to prevent sort of obscene plates from making it onto cars.
But it makes you think, how does it get through in the first place?
Yeah.
How are you able to get the plate to then get it taken off? That's sort of a strange thing as well. But
the Department of Transport needs to hire more filthy-minded people.
Yeah.
That can make, like, something dirty out of the most innocent number plate and then go, like, what? Don't let it through.
Yeah. The guy by the name of Pete Smith in Melbourne, well, his number plate has got to do with something that's on all our minds at the moment. Take a listen to his story.
Pete Smith bought the plates in April last year. Mm. Now Vic Roads is cancelling the plates because they say CVD19 has specific negative references.
You saw this truck rock up with that plate on it. It would give you a significant feeling of confidence. Someone's on the job.
Someone's got too much time on their hands to go after this guy. CVD19 is his number plates, and apparently someone made a complaint, someone was offended, and now supposedly they want to try and take his plates off him.
I don't see the problem. I can understand why some people might find it offensive, but I'm like, look, it's a great way to maintain social distance in traffic.
Exactly right.
No one wants to get hit by COVID-19, so they're going to steer clear of your car if you've got those plates.
And like you said, he actually has a truck that, like, he specialises in doing deep cleaning and stuff like that. So like you said, it fills you with confidence when you see a truck that's got COVID-19. It's a cleaning truck. It's like, my job is to get rid of COVID-19.
Yeah.
Should get a medal or something for it as well.
Well,
he reckons, like, in his experience, obviously someone has dobbed him in, member of the public, not sure who it was, probably Karen from Bunnings, probably someone like that. But this guy says that he's had the actual opposite reaction when it comes to his number plates. People want to get photos with him. Take a listen.
I've never had a complaint about it. I've had people compliment me on it. I've had police take selfies with it. I've had the army at roadblocks take selfies with it.
Yeah, so he can't understand this. He's going, okay, well, everywhere I go, it's like I'm driving the Batmobile or something, you know, fighting crime. Everyone wants to get a photo with me and all sorts of stuff as well. But as
it's a more popular plate than the AstraZenica plate.
Oh, absolutely.
That like, I'm not
definitely
getting any love out there at the moment.
For a fact as well. But it's not just this guy. Apparently, over the past, you know, couple of years, there's been lots of people that have had trouble with the number plates getting basically taken off them.
Oh, okay.
And these ones, you can understand why, because there's some pretty out there number plates. Take a listen to some of these ones that got removed.
Last financial year, 230 custom plate applications were rejected, including these combinations: Bi-Pig, Glock 4, Pistol, and GT Hoon, deemed inappropriate.
How did those ones even make it through?
Bi-Pig. You just know you're getting pulled over with those ones. What are you thinking?
So, Crumple, what was I, speeding officer? No, it was just a number plate you got in the back of your car.
Oh,
it was buddy.
Just an homage to the movie Babe. I couldn't fit That'll Do Pig on the license plate.
So despite the fact that these number plates are actually going to get taken off him as well very soon, he's still saying it's been great for his business because look at all the media attention he's getting as well.
True, free advertising. Mm.
But at the end of it, he says he wants to be able to keep his number plates.
Okay.
It's like, okay, I don't know how he's going to go with that battle as well. And he also says as well, it's like, it's good to see someone in the country's finally getting jabbed, so it might as well be me.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
While shoppers in the greater Sydney area, to them the most dangerous thing to their health at the shops when they go to Woolies, in fact, is other shoppers, up in Queensland, in Toowoomba, they got something else that's dangerous. One guy by the name of M, that's all he's listed as online,
very
took
mysterious.
To Facebook and put up a photo of something he found in his spinach. And I know Popeye, you know, is always encouraging us to eat our spinach.
Spinach. You have to eat it to get health, strength, and vitality.
But I think even the sailor man himself would be like, hells no to this one. M put up a photo of this bag of spinach, and in there was a freshly sealed funnel web spider.
Oh.
A big, fat, large, brown, black, and red spider there. Still alive in the Woolies bag of spinach.
Wow.
So I know they're the fresh food people, but fresh spider people, I don't know if that's going to win you new customers.
No, I just think of all the years that I was even just telling this the other day, all those times over the years I've had bought lettuce and things, never even bothered washing it.
I know.
Like, just imagine all the bugs I've eaten over the years. Mm,
oh,
delicious.
God, no. I mean, if you're going to find a deadly poisonous spider.
Yeah.
In some Woolies packaging, it's better than it's the spinach, Because if it's in our home, chances are it'll just sit in the bottom of the crisper until it rots away.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather have it there than in like a packet of our toilet paper. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't want that at all.
Much rather it in the spinach. But Em wasn't upset at all when he put up the photo. He put the caption, "Purchased from Woolies. Who wants some protein in their pesticide-free salad?" He said, "I'm not mad, Woolies. It proves that the veggies are managed well and Mrs. Ticklefangs was relocated safely."
Maybe he was just guarding the spinach, making sure the wrong people didn't try and, you know, pick up the spinach.
Well, you'd hope that one was marked down for a quick sale.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
A lot of people pointed out, you know, that is a good sign, though, that the spinach and the other veggies they have at Woolies is pesticide-free. If the funnel web can survive in the bag, then it means, you know, there's no poisonous chemicals being used on the leafy greens.
That's right. And you get your greens and you could get some dairy because there could be some eggs in there as well.
Oh, jeez. Yuck. I don't know. I do know, though, you know, if there's, you know, insects like to hang out on vegetables and things like that. And if it comes down to a choice between fennel and funnel web, I'm probably going to lean towards the funnel web rather than eat the fennel.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
Do you enjoy that human element when you go to a restaurant, the waiter comes over, the whole process about giving you the specials, telling you things, and then, you know, placing your order and hearing about all sorts of stuff?
I enjoy the interaction, yeah. It's always good when you have a happy, upbeat waiter who seems like they are pleased to be there and doing their job. Yeah, I'm always astounded, like, by the memory of waiters too. Like,
absolutely.
Sometimes they fail spectacularly, like on the Gold Coast recently when we were on holidays. We went to this little Korean restaurant. The waitress came out. We had a table of like five and she didn't have a pen and paper. Took all our orders
all
and we're
cocky.
Like, are you all right with
yeah.
that? Like, and then she went, yeah, yeah. And then she rattled off all of our orders and we're like, that's amazing. Well done. Goes to the kitchen. I don't think one meal came out correct. She buggered up like all of them and we're like, okay.
I'd always be sus about it and then I'd be like, okay. I'd be like, excuse me, that person, oh, they don't even work here.
Yeah.
They just came over just to take an order and then walk away.
She had a goldfish memory. She could remember the order within the 10 seconds that we asked her and then after that, bam, it was done.
Would you trust a robot, though, to take your orders and give you meals?
Of course I would.
You
would? They have very good memory. They've got gigabytes of memory. Yeah,
well,
there's
a robot by the name of Bella being trialled in Queensland at the moment. Take a listen to this.
At this humble Chinese family restaurant, there's a new waitress turning heads.
Dear customer.
She's very polite, never late, and hasn't dropped a plate yet. Her name is Bella.
Your food is on. First, tray.
A robot taking dishes from the kitchen to the customers with a smile.
It sounds like she's got more personality than some fast food places I've been to, like some of the staff there.
I would imagine they want to roll this out in the US first and foremost because tipping's a big thing in the US, probably European countries as well. How are you going to tip what are you going to give it, like, I don't know, like a battery? Here's a AAA battery
for your reference.
Here's an upgrade to your memory. So Bella's
Bitcoin, I guess. Just give them some crypto.
So Bella's been trialled at this Sunnybank Chinese family restaurant as well. So it looks like it seems to be working out well when it comes to this robot. This robot is kicking some huge goals.
In this restaurant alone, she covers anywhere between 2 to 3 kilometres a day. Sunnybank Hill's inspired dumpling sales have soared roughly 50% because human staff are now free to take more calls and deal with more customers. And we're told doesn't bump into patrons or tables thanks to sensors on all sides.
It's like the perfect robot.
Yeah.
Your business model is going through the roof because the robot's around. It can do things a lot quicker than a human. How long before everyone's replaced by robots?
Well, that's it. Well, you know, if you're going to replace any staff in a restaurant, I would, you know, not that I want human staff to be replaced. I want everyone to have a job. But, you know, the people in the kitchen, like, you know, robots can't accidentally leave a hair in your food or spit in your food if they're disgruntled and you've sent your food back because you weren't happy with it.
Yeah. So
you know what I mean?
As you can hear, though, it looks like the future is pretty bright when it comes to robots in the workplace as well. We'll be outside saying they took our jobs with the signs and everything, yelling possibly.
It's only a matter of time before they introduce the DJ 3000 and we're done.
I'm just thinking, I'm glad they called this robot Bella to do this, you know, waiting sort of service and not Ed, because as we know, Eds don't take orders too well at all.
You now have 5 seconds to reply.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.